This is Near FM
90.3.
Just join us in to tell us, join us today to let us know what's going on in Doraspy. So before we go over to what's happening next week for International Women's Day, a little bit about yourself. So, Lorna.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and how long you're with Doraspy.
Yeah, so I'm Lorna. I'm with Doraspy 4.5 years now. I work within the programme section in Doraspy. So that's adult education and courses. The courses range every term. At the moment, we have mindfulness, art, first aid, and eat well for less. Most popular course at the moment would be the mindfulness. Participants love that. We try and have that on every term. It's always fully booked, but the participants are really enjoying it. We get great feedback from it. Along with the courses, at the moment, we also provide adult counselling, child counselling, and a team parent support service. All running very well at the moment. Great feedback. There is quite a waiting list at the moment for the adult counselling and child counselling, but we're getting through it quicker than usual. We've got 5 adult counsellors at the moment and 2 play therapists. We also have support services with family that Gillian's working with the children.
Yes. Yeah. So my name is Gillian. I started there in January, so fairly new in the door. But yeah, I'm working with families with kids with additional needs. So it's a new service we're providing, so providing extra support. We have a sensory space that is fairly new to the service as well. So we have a sensory room and a sensory garden that I'm working with the kids in it and providing extra support to any families needed as well.
Brilliant. Now, a lot of people think Doraspy is a creche and a Montessori.
Yeah.
But there's an awful lot that goes on, as you just mentioned there, behind the door. Like, there's so much that has been offered to parents and to teens as well.
Yeah.
So tell, if anyone is listening and saying they'd like to probably avail of some of the I suppose the counselling or the educational programmes that you supply. Is it just for lone parents, or how do people get in touch, or how do they get involved?
Mainly there is lone parents that come into us, but we would accept anybody in the community that needs help. At the moment we have a lot of people coming in with they might want assistance with the likes of social welfare forms, things like that. So we would help fill them out. We can advocate on their behalf as well. A lot of the forms might be overwhelming, especially housing forms, hap packs, things like that. So we'd support anyone, any family in regards to anything like that. They also might need some one-to-one support, and then we can kind of guide them in the right direction of, you know, if our services aren't for them, maybe we could, you know, refer them onto one that is for them. We try to get them linked in with the programmes as well. We find the courses it is a holistic approach, but it does do the mind really well. People begin to socialise with other members of the community, and they're out of isolation then. So it doesn't matter your age or anything like that. Your kids could be fully grown and you can still come in to us.
Is it like a drop-in centre? Like, can you just drop in? So
you can.
I need help with filling in like a medical card form, or, as you said, a housing form.
Yeah.
And like, do you have to be on the books? Do you have to be like a member before you can do this, or can you just...
You would have to be registered, but we can do that during the drop-in.
Okay, so
if anyone wants to drop in, they can. We can register them, or we can make an appointment for them to come back. But we do provide a drop-in service as well.
Okay, so that's good to know. And as you said, there's so much going on there as well. So how many people in total are working in Doraspy now? There must be a lot.
Yeah, I think there's about 40.
Yeah, around 40, I'd say, including the crash workers as well.
Including early years and office staff, there's about 40.
And is it a big premise? I haven't been there for 20 years. So my daughter used to go to the crèche. So there must be quite a big building for
it
to
is,
hold
it's
all
big
this.
Enough. We've recently just expanded. So we've had the attic converted upstairs. All the office staff are up there now. We have 3 creche rooms as well. And then we have office staff for the early years, finance, and then the programmes team.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we had a lot of women in here at Christmas and older women, and they were saying, like, it's going back years. Like, how long has Dorisby been going now?
Since 1986.
Yeah, and the lady who started it was here at Christmas.
That's right.
And she was saying, like, it was just like a lifeline tour.
Absolutely.
And they all told their own stories, which was great that there was this in the community.
Yeah.
That they could get to know other people and, you know, have a chat.
That's true. Like, we have people who are there since 1986 and they're still coming back. Obviously, their kids are grown, but we provide services to any age. Recently, we had a residential trip last month where they all went down to Wicklow for 2 days. They worked on mindfulness and things like that.
Okay.
So it's nice for them to get away and, you know, mingle, meet people as well, and something for themselves.
So even you're saying that if your children have grown up,
you can still drop in.
And
absolutely, yeah.
Do like mindfulness and
100%. Yeah.
Is there other courses and stuff they can do as well?
Yeah. So the art is quite popular. That's every Tuesday evening. you know, people, if you, whether you're into art or not, it's something, you know, you can get out of the house, and some of them are into art.
Yeah, absolutely. We have the drama as well.
Yeah.
That people really enjoy.
Yeah.
And we have the healthy eating course.
Mm.
And then we're going to get a new batch of courses in May, is it, around?
Yeah,
April?
Yeah. So the next term then there'll be more courses. We usually always have, we will keep the drama and the art and mindfulness. They're kind of, you know, our regulars. The same people would kind of keep coming back for them, but we're open to take a new.
Yeah.
New.
So this is this an everyday place people can go to, or is it like a once a week or once a month?
So it's weekly. The courses would run weekly per term. So there's a course on nearly every day of the week except for Monday.
Mm.
And and then we also have kind of one-off events on as well. We do family trips. So in the summer last year, we went to Tato Park. So a coach came, picked us all up from Dorisbury, brought us down, and it was a great day out for the families. And it gives them a day out where they might not be able to afford it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, and we have it funded, so we would.
Right, and does the children have to be in Dorisby to go on these days? Or
no, just their parents have to be registered, that's all. And the families that we're working with, and we could bring them out.
So if anyone wants to register, do they just ring up and say?
Yeah, just ring up or drop in for a chat. Ask for the information and support service, and they can register with us, and then we can do some one-to-one support with them, kind of figure out what they need, what's best for them.
And do you have any contact details if anyone's listening, they want to get in touch or online?
So yeah, our phone number is 01-848-4811, and then they can also reach us on Doris Boy's Facebook page or Instagram.
Brilliant. And Gillian, you just joined them in January.
I did, yes.
And what made you, is this a new kind of career path for you, or?
Yeah, so it's a new role for myself. So it just, working with kids with additional needs was kind of a path that I wanted to go down myself, and there was a huge need for it in the area. There's just huge waiting lists for families that are waiting for their kids to be assessed. There's not much support there just because there is a shortage of them at the minute. So my role is kind of trying to fill that gap a little bit and kind of add a little more support to families and to kids.
And is this for children with additional needs before they go to school, like preschool children? Or
It's for both. So for preschool children and for children in primary school as well.
Okay.
So up to
and
the
is there a long waiting list for your...
It's not too bad at the minute because it's only new. So if there is anyone that's interested in the supports, definitely contact your info and support, and they can be referred to myself there as
and
well.
What type of additional needs are you talking about?
A broad range, so kind of any kind of additional needs, I suppose. Mainly maybe if there's concerns about autism, ADHD, dyspraxia, they can be referred to myself.
Okay, so if parents are listening, they haven't been referred by a doctor, or they just feel that it's something that is not kind of developing in their child, which they think they should be, can they just go to yourself, or do they have to be referred to by their doctors?
Yeah, absolutely. Call up to our service ourselves. It's just for a small bit of extra support.
Yeah,
we have a sensory space that I can work with the kids in there a little bit on an hour basis, weekly. Really,
that's great.
Yeah.
It's great to have that in the community. So tell us a little bit what's happening next week for International Women's Day.
Yes, so next week, International Women's Day, it takes place the 8th of March, but we're having our event on the 7th. So what we're doing is just trying to encourage people to vote, saying your vote is your voice. Encourage people to get out and vote. We're also having kind of tea, coffee, hot food on the day and information on our services. So if people want to drop in, find out more about what we're doing, have a chat. And then we'll also have kind of a few talks from different people in the service itself. Adele, our manager, she'll be giving a talk on the services. Myself will give a talk on the teen parent support services. And Gillian and information and support will also be there to answer any questions.
Great. So you're going to support people as well and help people to vote?
Yeah.
Because maybe some people are still finding it a little bit hard, like what to do or how to vote even.
Yeah, exactly. Last week we actually had an event on just to get people in to check the register to make sure they were registered, because you had to be registered to vote before the 20th in order to vote in this referendum.
So if people aren't registered, just quickly over here, if they haven't got their card yet and they're not registered, how do they go about getting registered?
Well, they would have happened to do it before the 20th of February. So we actually done that last week. We brought people in to make sure they were registered to vote. Some weren't, so we helped and assisted them to register, because it is overwhelming as well.
Yeah.
They use checktheregister.ie. Some people had moved address, so we helped amend details online so they would get their voting card in their door. So we're just encouraging people to get out there and vote.
I wonder if people have moved address, they didn't get their card, can they still register, do you know?
They could have before the 20th, yeah.
But they can't now if they don't have
a
card.
As far as I know, they probably not by now, because it's getting close.
But that's good to know, at least you're helping people, because it is sometimes a little bit overwhelming.
Yeah, exactly. So, and we found that when people came in, that cards were going to their old address, so we were able to amend that for them and they got their polling card.
Oh,
and some people weren't registered, and you know, we got them up and running.
Right, so it's giving people, especially women, a little bit more,
exactly.
You know, independence and
absolutely
confidence. So, have you seen a lot of, I suppose, change in women that come into some of the courses? And they're very, like when we were talking here at Christmas, they were saying like they didn't know anybody and they were very quiet when they come in. Can you see their confidence growing
absolutely.
Like after a few months? And
yeah, it's great, and it's so rewarding to see, because we would have. Participants come in and they probably are coming from isolation, maybe they've recently lost their husband or whoever, and you know, they need an outlet, and they'd come join a course and then they develop relationships, friends, and they're part of Doris Bui then, you know, as well, and they know that they have us there if they need anything,
and great friendships, like
that's it, and we see talking. Friendships developing all the time, and it's such a lovely thing to see.
Yeah, one of the ladies said she did lose her husband and she was very lonely, so
it's
good to know, because as I said, well, I mean I'm working here years, but I don't live really in the area, so I wouldn't have known, but for people who live in this area and they probably have lost a partner or a husband or whatever, and they find it lonely, they can just ring up and say,
absolutely.
Look, I'm feeling a bit lonely and I'd like to join one of...
Absolutely, 100%. And we encourage that as well, you know.
Yeah.
You can see people, you know, making lifelong changes, you know, things like that developing.
Is there a waiting list for these courses? Or
usually not, no. So we would hold a registration day every term. We get a poster out on Facebook just to advertise what courses are running, and a registration day, we bring people in, they can pick what course they want to do, or if they want to do more than one, that's fine. If they're not registered, it doesn't matter, we can register them there and then on the registration day, and it gives us a chance to have a chat with them as well and explain what we're there for or what they need, you know, to support them.
Great idea. And what date is usually the registration day?
So it would happen kind of every 2-3 months.
Yeah, around that, I'd say.
So the next one would be probably in the summer, and it would be kind of more summer events, family events, things like that.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, maybe keep in touch with us and
absolutely.
Then I can read it there and let people know what's happening and when they can register, so they can get in touch with you. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about this next week, Your Voice Is Your Vote. So that's...
Yeah, so that's kind of the theme for next week, just to encourage people to get out and vote. Also, it gives people a chance to come in into Doris Bui, have a chat, cup of tea, we've hot food coming. it's kind of another day for an outlet for people to kind of get out as well and mingle.
Right, brilliant. Mm. And that's from 10 o'clock, is it?
10 o'clock till 12 o'clock. Yeah.
And that's next Wednesday then, isn't it? Next Wednesday morning?
Next Thursday the 7th.
Is Thursday the 7th?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
Great. Great. So that's the day beforehand. So we'll get the
Yeah, it's the day beforehand. Yeah.
Brilliant. So is there anything else happening there that you'd like to announce before we finish up?
No, just keep an eye on the Facebook page. We do have one-off events happening from time to time that pop up here and there.
Yeah.
You know, so we could.
Yeah, there will be plenty coming up in the summer as well. So do keep an eye on the Facebook page and Instagram page.
Yeah, I mean, have you seen again? And
absolutely.
What's happening in the summer.
Yeah.
And before I let you go, Gillian, the children that you have seen, have you seen an improvement since they've come to you as well?
Absolutely. It's only now, I'm only after recently starting it, but it is great seeing the improvement with the kids, 100%. Yeah, absolutely.
It's great to have that, as you said, that kind of gap in between, you know, for a parent if they're. But sometimes you think of what is happening and where do I turn, so it's great.
Absolutely, because families can feel very lost in that period, because it can be 3 years before they kind of get assessed, and it's very so it's good to provide that support there for families.
Most definitely. Well, listen, thanks a million.
Thank you.
Both of you for coming in. It was great to have you, and I'm sure you'll be in soon.
Definitely.
And good luck with next week. I might pop down anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Thanks.
Thanks
so
very much.
Bye.
This is Near FM
90.3.